Welcome to the Grow Your Independent Consulting Business podcast. I'm Melissa Lieberman, a fellow IC and business coach. On this podcast, I teach you to become a consistently booked independent consultant without becoming a pushy salesperson or working 24/7. If I can do it, you can too. Listen on to find out how. Welcome to this week's episode. I'm so thrilled to share with you the strategy that I have created for you today, the best strategy to get your foot in the door at a new consulting client. Who does not need that? We all need that. Getting our foot in the door at a new consulting client. So I'm excited to dive into this topic today and give you all the details. But in the meantime, I get a lot of feedback that you like the behind the scenes updates. So I'm going to give you some of those here. A couple of things I'm focused on right now. The first is here in the US, it is now the summer. I'm recording this in June, if you're listening to this in the real time, and the summer is starting. And so my focus right now for my business and my life is really getting better and tighter at running my business, doing what I want to be doing, what I need to be doing, what I've committed to be doing, what I know needs to be done to be successful, getting all of that done in a more efficient, impactful way, and therefore keeping more free time on the calendar, more free time to really be thinking about the bigger picture, thinking about clients and how to better help them. Just making space to think is so valuable. I think a lot of times we get kind of mired down into the day-to-day and thinking time gets deprioritized. And then also more time to, you know, spend with family, with my kids in the summer and enjoy the summer. I feel like it's kind of the last amazing summer. My oldest is 12 and I feel like, I don't know, he'll be having a summer job soon. And it'll just be a different phase in life. So anyway, that's my priority on the personal front. And then also what I want to share with you is this week I took a class called AI for Executives. It is a class my new friend of mine, Robert Reich, has created. I met him at a Future of Work industry group that I'm in, where we talk about all things future of work, and AI certainly comes into play there. And so anyway, I signed up for Robert's course. I'll put the link in the show notes to the course. I'm working with him to get him on the podcast here soon. So stay tuned for that. But anyway, the focus of this course was really giving a high level understanding of AI, the terminology, the history, and the projections of where it's going for those of us who, you know, want to be more well-versed in AI. And also, you know, I took it for two reasons. I wanted to figure out, you know, how can I apply AI in my business to make it more efficient and to, you know, do the types of things that I do from a marketing and sales perspective, more efficient and more impactful. And also to understand from Robert, who is really is an expert in this AI world, to understand from him what he sees to be the trends from a consulting perspective, so that I can start helping clients with what might an AI strategy be as you offer new consulting services to your clients, whether they're AI focused or, you know, inclusive of AI, and making sure that what we're doing as consultants is comprehensive and up to date as it relates to AI. So anyway, that's why I took the class. It was amazing. It was 4 days. And I got to really understand AI from a big picture perspective. We talked about ethics. We talked about the dangers of AI. We talked about how, you know, really all the different facets of AI. And so I share that with you, number one, just to give you a little bit of background on what I'm thinking about and what you might be starting to think about as it relates to supporting your consulting clients. And number two, Robert, what he did is this course that I just took is a great example of the strategy that I'm going to share with you today about how to get your foot in the door at a new consulting client. So when I get to the part of today's episode, when I share examples with you, the first one I'll share with you is how Robert uses this particular method to get his foot in the door at his own consulting clients. So that is what is happening over here at Melissa Lieberman Coaching. Let's talk about the agenda and then I'll dive into today's topic, the best strategy to get your foot in the door at a new consulting client. So today's agenda, what I'm going to start off with is give you some context about why this strategy even matters. And then we'll talk about what is the strategy. I'll share with you the five benefits that I see when you leverage this strategy, the five benefits that you'll see for your business. And then I'll give you those examples. I'll give you three very tangible examples so that you can think about how this strategy can be implemented in your own business. And then the last thing that I will share with you is a resource, a companion resource that goes along with today's topic, which is the Compelling Consulting Offers Scorecard. That it is a scorecard that I've created specifically for you as an independent consultant. You can go in and answer 15 or so questions, and then the tool will give you an assessment, a score on different aspects of your consulting offers. And from that score, you'll have a very specific prioritized action plan about what you can be adjusting in your consulting business to improve, to deepen, to advance your consulting offers so that ultimately you are landing consulting business that's more impactful, that's the type of work you want to be doing, and that's more lucrative. So you can go take that scorecard at consultingoffer.expert. As an aside, I love buying URLs. I love buying domains. So anyway, the one for this scorecard is consultingoffer.expert. So go take that offer scorecard, and that will help you put today's podcast episode into action for your business. All right, so let's dive into the agenda. Why does this matter? It seems like it's pretty obvious. The best strategy to get your foot in the door at a new consulting client. Of course, we all want that. But let's just talk explicitly about why this particular strategy matters for your business. You might be in a position where you are landing work, where you do have a full client roster, a full utilization in your business. You might be at the place where you're making a good income. But at the same time, if you're like most consultants, you're at the place where you do want to have more flexibility in your schedule. You do want to have more impact, taking on more fulfilling work. And the ability to land new clients when you want to, when you have the capacity to take them on and not feel beholden or at the mercy of third parties or your existing network to help you land those clients. This is the world we live in as independent consultants, really wanting that ability to make an impact, to have more flexibility and to make, you know, more money while we're doing it. So why does this strategy matter about getting your foot in the door at a new consulting client? When you're able to master this strategy that I am about to share with you, I'm going to tell you what it is here in a moment, but when you're able to master this strategy of being able to land a brand new client that didn't rely on anyone else but you, in the sense of you didn't rely on a marketplace, you didn't rely on a recruiter, you didn't rely on your, you know, past employer or your existing network, where you're able to truly go out and figure out what is the type of work I want to be doing, who do I want to be doing it with, what does it look like to deliver it in a really flexible way. When you're able to master that skill, then the sky is the limit, because you're able to go create whatever type of business you want to be creating. So that's why this strategy matters. It really kind of takes the lid off of whatever might have be creating a plateau for you right now or a limitation for you right now in your business. This gives you so much more control of your consulting business when you get good at this. And so that's why this strategy matters. Okay, so without further ado, what is the strategy? The strategy is what I call a lead-in offer. And so what this means is it's essentially a shorter, lower-cost entry-type project that you can sell to your clients and get your foot to brand new clients so that you're getting the foot in the door. It makes it really easy for them to say yes, versus a kind of more robust, longer term bigger offer where you are, you know, maybe selling a technology transformation type project or some kind of business process optimization. And those types of projects, when you're selling those, it can be really challenging because it is typically a longer sales cycle. Sometimes they're comparing multiple different consultancies to do this type of work. When you're selling that type of work, it can be so much more difficult to sell to when it's a new consulting client for you, when you don't have a pre-existing relationship. So this concept of a lead-in offer, the benefits of it are really, they give you the ability to get your foot in the door, this very quick, and I'll give you a couple of examples here in a minute, but these shorter, lower cost projects let you get your foot in the door, establish credibility, especially when you don't have a pre-existing relationship or no one's referred you. You can get your foot in the door, establish credibility. They can experience what it's like to work with you in a very concentrated way. It's not like a project where, you know, maybe you're coming on board as more of a staff augmentation type resource, and it takes a while to get to know everyone and for them to start seeing the impacts that you make. In this lead-in offer concept, you are making an impact in a really concentrated time frame, and so you're able to establish that credibility and trust more quickly. Another benefit of this lead-in offer concept is a shorter sales cycle. It can be one call. It could be one or two calls and a simple proposal. That's all it takes. It doesn't take a detailed discovery process and multiple cycles and involving a lot of stakeholders. It can be very simple with one buyer. The other thing that it is repeatable. When you get this concept of a lead-in offer dialed in, it's a very repeatable process where you're going out, finding ideal clients, selling a lead-in offer to them, and doing that over and over again and getting really good at it. And that's kind of leads back to what I was saying earlier. When you get really good at this, it gives you so much control in your business. And the other thing is that it's easier to get approved. A lot of times, decision makers can just throw this type of work on their P card, on their procurement card. They can get it approved without anyone else looking at it, like procurement or even the CEO. They can approve it themselves, you know, those business unit owners or VPs that you're working with or even directors. And so again, it's just taking down the barriers. So hopefully now you are on board with me about how this can benefit your business, this concept of a lead-in offer. So I want to wrap up today's episode with giving you some very tangible examples of this concept of a lead-in offer. So it can start getting the juices flowing for you about what this might look like for your business. So I'm going to share three examples here with you. The first is the one I referred to with Robert and his AI course, which is a little bit different than the one I took. The one I took was kind of more general, you know, for anyone who was interested. But what Robert does is takes his AI course, he sells it to a corporate company, a brand new client, for example, like we've been talking about today, and customizes it for that particular company. So their entire executive team take this course. They may have all of their executive leadership team take this course so that everyone's on the same page about AI. Everyone, you know, has the same foundation and can then start working on strategy. And so then from there, I don't know that Robert's doing this specifically. I wouldn't definitely not share his business model, but generally speaking, creating that type of course for an executive team then can lead into something like an AI strategy session, an AI road mapping session, where you or Robert in this example could be out there really facilitating a process to say, okay, now that we all have the same foundation, you know, which is a really low cost decision to take the course in the first place. Now let's, you know, I'm going to sell this AI strategy or road mapping process. So that's another low lead-in offer, a lead-in offer in the sense of, you know, it could be 10 grand to do a AI strategy or road mapping process with that executive team that he just sold the AI course to. And that AI strategy and road mapping process could look like, you know, thinking about what is the AI strategy from a technology perspective? What are the corporate governance over the use of AI and really creating an AI strategy, which could be a day's worth of facilitation and then creating a deliverable after that. Something really straightforward and simple and actionable and quite frankly needed right now with so many companies trying to catch up to what's going on and how quickly it's all moving. So the example I just gave you is really two lead-in offers here. The AI course for an executive team, then the AI strategy and road mapping process. Two lead-in offers. Those are lower cost, quick to deliver, high impact type engagements. And then ultimately, those can lead into a variety of different types of implementation projects where they're implementing potentially technology. They might be creating their own large language models, whatever that client might, you know, have identified in the road mapping and strategy session. You're now seen as the quarterback for that type of engagement, for that type of project. And it can be so much easier to then sell something much bigger, something that's, you know, a lot, multiple six figures and longer in duration, where you might bring on subcontractors, that kind of thing. So hopefully that gives you one example. Again, I don't know if that's exactly what Robert's doing with it, but that's one of the, I think it's such a great example of how you could use a couple of lead-in offers to really deepen that relation quickly, create a relationship and trust and credibility with a brand new client. Get your foot in the door and then sell, could potentially be multiple years worth of work with that particular client in an ongoing relationship. So that's the first example that I wanted to share with you. The second example that I'll give you is a lead-in offer that might look like a two-day facilitation, a planning session. So let's say that your ideal client type is ready to start thinking about next year. Then a lot of clients are starting to think about 2024. And so you offering in your specific consulting arena, your specific consulting niche, a process by which you come in and help their executive team and their leadership team plan out roadmap all of next year, for example, could be a really simple lead-in offer as it relates to your specific niche. And then from there, now you're seen as the one who has helped them organize all of what the plan is for next year, help them to get the inputs they need for starting with budgeting and the financial side of it, costing things out. You're at the forefront of that. So you can then help bake yourself into the budgeting process. You can help bake yourself into, you know, what this looks like when they're ready to start executing against it. You can help advise them on what other types of vendors and consultants to bring in. So you getting ahead of the curve and thinking about creating a lead-in offer that relates to next year planning or even three-year planning can be such a valuable way for them to experience what you do as a consultant, for them to see the value of what you do as a consultant, and then ultimately for you to have all of that knowledge about what the potential work could be and where you could help make an impact in their organization. So in that way, this lead-in offer, like a two-day facilitation planning type of a lead-in offer, it can very easily lead into project-based work. It could also lead into retainer-based work. We talked in a couple of episodes ago on advisory retainers, you know, that it's hard to sell advisory retainers to brand new clients. That doesn't mean that you have to work with a client and establish a relationship over the course of years before you sell a retainer to them. You can leverage this type of a lead-in offer where you're really concentrating this work, showing them your value, and being able to turn that into a retainer in a matter of months versus years, months or even versus quarters even. So that's a second example of how to implement this lead-in offer in your consulting business. And then finally, a third example that hopefully will get your juices flowing about what your own lead-in offer should be or what you want it to be. The third example is a transformation strategy workshop. So you may be working with clients where they're at a place where their company has grown enough that they've got to replace, you know, an HR system, or they've got to replace an ERP system, or, you know, they're hitting ceilings in their business and they know that they've got a problem, but it feels just really big to tackle and I'm not sure where to start. You can come in and do that type of transformation strategy workshop in a workshop type fashion, draw everything out for them, figure out where all the impacts are that they might not have been thinking about. I mean, this happens all the time, right? We go in to a project and don't consider all of the downstream impacts. And then those projects end up ballooning into multiple years, multiple millions of dollars. You coming in and helping with a transformation strategy can help them avoid a lot of those heartaches down the road and costly mistakes down the road. So designing for yourself a lead-in offer that is centered around transformation, planning, and strategy can be really valuable to your specific clients. And then from there, it might lead into another, we'll call it a quasi lead-in offer, like a vendor selection type offer. So that might not be a really quick hit type of an offer, but it's not selling an entire implementation project either, right? Vendor selection can be a great kind of secondary lead-in offer where you're helping them select the vendors, select the software, select the providers. I did this before. I did this exact process. I had a transformation strategy workshop for a client that had outgrown its ERP system. We figured out what the overall strategy needed to look like. And then from there, it led into vendor selection. And so that was kind of that second lead-in offer at this particular client. I basically led their vendor selection process for them, including hiring another consulting firm to do all the implementation work. I did not want to do that work. I was not interested in doing that work. I've done that work for a lot of my career, not what I want to be doing, or wasn't what I wanted to be doing at that time, especially. So I helped them to select both the software and the consulting firm that was implementing the software. And then I stayed on as essentially an advisory capacity. So it created a retainer opportunity for me. And I was able to help them really oversee those vendors and make sure that they were getting what they needed out of those vendors, because that's just not their expertise on a day-to-day basis. They're not implementing large-scale software systems on a day-to-day basis. They're running their business. And so being able to provide that type of retainer work was really valuable to them, and it aligned to what I wanted to be doing. So that worked out. That was a great evolution, client journey, if you will. So those are give you some very specific examples of how you can leverage this concept of a lead-in offer. So something that's small, like a 5K to 20K range, and then get yourself to the place where you're either doing, the examples I gave you is lead-in offer, large-scale offer, or lead-in offer, and then retainer and large scale offer, or lead in offer, larger offer, like a vendor selection, and then big offer, which is, you know, ongoing a couple year retainer type of an engagement. So hopefully that gives you some really specific, tangible examples of how you can implement this lead in offer concept in your consulting business to make it easier to get your foot in the door, establish working relationships with brand new consulting clients, and start doing the type of work you want to be doing, which is more impactful, more lucrative, more flexible type of work. So with that, I will wrap up today's episode by reminding you to go take that consulting offer assessment. You can find it at the URL consultingoffer.expert, and it will walk you through a process to answer a lot of questions about your current consulting offers and then give you really actionable scorecard and next steps to start up-leveling your own consulting offers so that you are able to land new business in business that you love executing and that is lucrative. And then I will also remind you to reach out if you want help from a coaching perspective. You can find the details at consultmelissa.com. All right. Thanks for tuning in, and I will see you again next week. Take care. Thanks for joining me this week on the Grow Your Independent Consulting Business podcast. If you liked today's episode, I have three quick next steps for you. First, click subscribe on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to make sure you don't miss future episodes. Next, leave me a review in your podcast app so other independent consultants can find and benefit too. And finally, to put the ideas from today's episode into action, head over to melissalieberman.com for the show notes and more resources to help you grow your consulting practice from your first few projects into a full-fledged business. See you next week.